from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirmed livestock industry growing fast. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim visit Bali mangrove forest. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo said that the domestic livestock industry is expanding rapidly and expected to support the economic growth. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo after reviewing the exhibition and Foreign Indo Livestock 2018 that took place at the Jakarta Convention Center on Friday. He stated that the current livestock industry in Indonesia is experiencing good development. President Joko Widodo added that one of the well-developed livestock sector is a chicken farm that can produce 100,000 chicken seeds. President Joko Widodo also pointed out that many domestic companies also introduce modern farming equipment. One of them is producing macro bubbles for fishery aquaculture. The exhibition that took place from 4 to 6 July 2018 featured industry players, researchers, observers, producers, consumer, and government agencies engaged in livestock sector. More than 550 exhibitors from 40 countries including Indonesia, the United States of America, the Netherlands, Britain, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, China, and Turkey showcased their products from the fields of livestock, animal health, animal feed, dairy, and fishery industries. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, on the second day of his visit to Bali, highlighted waste issues. During a visit to Suwon Kau mangrove forest in Pasar Bali on Friday, he said that waste issue is a very fundamental problem. People say that the environment is important for tourism, but it is more than that. President Kim disclosed that the environmental issues, including waste issues, are also a component of the economy. Speaking before the journalists, he briefly showed an eco-friendly bioplastic bed made of materials that can decompose cassava. While visiting the Suwon Kau mangrove forest area, Kim was accompanied by several ministers, namely Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani, Minister of Public Works and Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono, and Minister of Village, Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration Eko Putro Sanjoyo. President Jim Yong Kim and the minister observed the mangrove forest. The Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs, along with related ministries, held intensive discussion to discuss government anticipation to face global economic developments such as trade war between United States of America and China and interest rate policy in the United States. Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said in Jakarta on Friday that the anticipatory measures is taken to maintain the current balance of trade deficit. In a short time, his side wants to lessen the trade balance deficit and to change to be positive. He also admitted that this is important because of pressure on the rupiah currency that occurs today. In addition to trade war and rising interest rates in America, the trade balance of Indonesia is negative. Minister Darmin further explained that to formulate what exports should be boosted and what imports should be lower, his side will establish a task force to identify them. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Singaporean Consul General in Medan, Mat Loh, ended his six-year term in Medan. He is succeeded by the new Consul General, Richard Grost. The farewell welcome event of Singapore Consul General took place in Medan, North Sumatra, on Tuesday. In his speech, Mat Loh said that during his six-year assignment in Medan, he witnessed the intensive development in this city, especially the airport. He is optimistic that Richard Grost has good ideas how to improve cooperation between Singapore and North Sumatra. Mat Loh will return to Singapore and he will serve as a Consul General of Singapore in Batam.
It has been six wonderful years for me in Medan. With a new Singapore Consul coming in, Richard will bring in new ideas, new ways of doing things to make the relationship better.
Meanwhile, representing North Sumatra Governor, North Sumatra Province Economic Development Assistant Ibnu Sri Hutomo expressed his gratitude for the good relationship developed by the Singapore government and the government as well as the people of North Sumatra. Ibnu is optimistic the relationship will be better in the future. Indonesia and Thailand are committed to strengthening and improving bilateral relations by holding the 9th Joint Commission meeting, JCM, in Yogyakarta on Tuesday. A press release from Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs stated on Friday that the 9th JCM was chaired by Director General of Asia Pacific and Africa Indonesia of Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs, Destra Prachaya, and Deputy Permanent Secretary of Thailand, Mopa Damron Krikruant. The meeting proceeded the convening of ministerial meeting of the 9th JCM between Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and her Thai counterpart, Don Pramudwinai, on Friday. Both leaders shared the same views over the importance of the 9th JCM, as 5 years has passed since the 8th JCM was held in Bangkok in 2013. JCM is a strategic avenue for both countries to review and renew commitments to enhancing and strengthening the Indonesian-Thai bilateral friendship. Indonesian state-owned airport operator PT Angkasa Pura II invests some 80 billion rupiah to set up a building of Airport Landing Academy. The academy is the education and training center of aviation to be operational in March 2019. At the groundbreaking ceremony at the Airport Construction Division Soekarno-Hatta, Tangerang, Banten, PT Angkasa Pura President Director Muhammad Awaluddin said on Friday that his company will synergize with several Indonesian leading universities such as Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta, Bandung Institute of Technology, and Pajajaran University located in Bandung, West Java. He added that his company also encourages the employees to learn abroad. The Airport Learning Academy was established in 2017. As many as 36 employees selected from 15 branch offices were listed in the class of 2018. They will be sent to Pajajaran University. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ahead of the annual meeting of the IMF and the World Bank in Bali in October, the Minister of Tourism said that there are three excellent destinations, Bali, Komodo Island, and Lombok, that get high enthusiasm from foreign delegates who will attend the event. Deputy Marketing Development of Tourism Ministry, Nia Niscaya, disclosed in Jakarta on Friday that their site has a social networking page for data analysis or analytical web, and delegates are most interested in the three spots. The three destinations of seven promoted as tourist destinations are excellent. She added that the Minister of Tourism has prepared 60 tour packages with seven main destinations outside Bali in order to take advantage of the moment of IMF and World Bank meeting in Bali in a bid to popularize the tourist destination in Indonesia to the world. In addition to these three destinations, the ministry also promotes Banyuwangi, Tanah Toraja, Yogyakarta, Lake Toba, and Nihi Sumatra for the IMF delegation. Director General of Small and Medium Industry of Indonesian Industry, Gati Wibawaningsih, confirmed in Surabaya, Java recently that Ministry is cooperating with online transportation application Gojek and Google to improve market access for small and medium industrial products. The cooperation is established as part of government efforts in response to the development of e-commerce and technology in industrial sector. Gati stated that Indonesian small and medium-scale industry must update digital technology. This is important for them to face the Industry 4.0 development. She also remarked that the emphasis should also be laid on good financial management that produce standard goods so that they could compete in the market. The last item, the London School of Public Relations, LSPR Jakarta, and Indonesian Higher Learning Institute for Communication Studies has opened a business incubator program aimed at preparing students to become real entrepreneurs. Prita Kemal Ghani, founder of and director of LSPR Jakarta at the PAS Initiative Center for ASEAN Creative Partnership Study, CACS, seminar in Jakarta on Friday said that becoming entrepreneurs in the digital age is very easy, but introducing entrepreneurship to the students should be done from the beginning of the lecture to make them have a strong sense of entrepreneurship. According to Prita, the entrepreneurial spirit does not arise spontaneously, thus it should be built as early as possible. She shared the story of a number of successful young entrepreneurs who started their business from different conditions. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from Indonesia, a weekly segment that brings interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Gianyar, Bali. Three Sumatran tiger babies were born at the Bali Zoo in Singapadu village, Gianyar, Bali, and are now 2 months old. Bali Zoo Head of Public Relations Emma Christiana Chandra in Gianyar, Bali said Wednesday, the birth of the animal will support the efforts of Sumatran tiger conservation. The zoo manager had to wait for the three baby tigers to be 2 months old before being announced to the public, as they are still under intensive supervision by the local medical team. The three baby tigers, two males and one female, are growing healthily. Emma added that the birth of the three Sumatran baby tigers was the first in Bali by a female parent named Sean, aged 5 years, and a male named Pandeka, aged 3.5 years. She explains the three baby tigers that do not yet have the name have received a comprehensive health check, including giving the first vaccine. With the addition of the new members in the family, there are now 5 Sumatran tigers in the zoo. According to data from International Institution of Nature Conservation, currently the number of Sumatran tigers in Indonesia is less than 400. The next news comes from Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. A number of fishermen in the village of Halapaji, Sabu Raijua district, performed customary rituals to bury the carcass of sperm whale species that are stranded on the coast of the village. Head of the BKKPN of Sabu Raijua Regency, Ikram Sangaji, on Thursday attended the funeral process held by the community in the village with a traditional ritual of reading out the customary prayers conducted by traditional leaders in the area. He explained people in the village held a customary ritual because they judged the stranded whales are their ancestors. Thank you. next news comes from Cianjur, West Java. The Cianjur Environment Office, West Java, requires all employees of the office to carry garbage every time they leave for work as a vital movement to dispose the garbage in its place. Head of Environment Agency in Cianjur, Akos Koswara, on Thursday said he issued the program to give an example to citizens the importance of disposing of garbage in its place. He said the program obliges employees to bring the garbage as a form of trials of awareness of waste and newly applied in the Environment Office. If successful, this rule will apply to all agencies. He explained the lack of care to residents to dispose waste in place and timely impact on the environment, such as garbage scattered on the roadside, which, if not cleaned, will invite flooding. Therefore, all the office employees are obliged to carry garbage every time they leave for work and collect them at the office so they do not throw garbage around their dwellings. According to him, currently he is preparing facilities and infrastructure to dispose of garbage in the hope that with more trash cans in the open space or public places, awareness of citizens is also increased. That was news from Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our daily program Today in History through Air Rival Service Voice of Indonesia. Well listener, we begin with Marco Polo Bridge incident marked the start of the battle between China and Japan. The second Chinese battle with Japan that occurred on 7 July 1937 to 9 September 1945 was a great battle before and during the Second World War. The greatest Asian battle of the 20th century was the result of one decade Japanese imperialist policy. Japan intended to dominate China politically and militarily to safeguard China's vast reserves of raw materials and natural resources. We move to the independence of Solomon Islands. On July 7, 1978, Solomon Islands, located in eastern Papua New Guinea, PNG, gained its independence. The islands has been inhabited since 1,000 years before BC. The Europeans first set foot there in 1567. In 1885, Germany claimed the Solomon Islands as its colony. However, a decade later, England occupied the islands and made it protectorate. After the Second World War, the Solomon people rose to fight for their independence, until finally they got their independence in 1978. The majority of Solomon population is Melanesians. We end today's history with London City was struck by bombings. On July 7, 2005, when the London City celebrated its appointment as the Olympic 2012 organizer and the G8 summit in Scotland, four serial explosions rocked London's transport. Three explosions occurred on a subway and on a bus in central London. It was estimated that about 56 people got killed in the calamity that occurred in the morning local time during the rush hours. Well, listener, that was Today in History from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia, which today is on Ministry of Industry cooperates with private companies and universities to conduct research on electric car technology. Indonesian Ministry of Industry asked Toyota Indonesia and six state universities to jointly conduct research and study comprehensively about the stages of electric vehicle technology in the country. The results of this research will be an input for the government in implementing the policy of electric vehicle development. The government of Indonesia is currently working to encourage the use of environmentally friendly automotive technology through low carbon emission vehicles. It is expected that the 20% target production of low carbon emission vehicles by 2025 can be achieved. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, at the kick-off Electrified Vehicle Comprehensive Study in Jakarta on Wednesday, July 4, said that the target is inseparable from the government's commitment to reduce CO2 emissions by 29% by 2030, while maintaining energy security, especially in the land transportation sector. Moreover, so far, automotive industry is known to have contributed significantly to the national economy. Minister Erlangga said that the involvement of universities in this research is due to their active participation in the development of electric motor vehicles and their components in the country, for example, in the form of software or hardware components, including the battery electric motor power control unit until the charging station system. According to Minister Erlangga Hartarto, this joint research and study also seeks solutions that include driving comfort for users, electricity charging infrastructure, domestic supply chains, and technology adoption and regulation. The electric vehicles used in this research are hybrid and plug-in hybrid, which will be compared with conventional or internal combustion engine ICE vehicles that have advanced engine technology. Meanwhile, President Director of PT Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indonesia, Warih Andang Cahyono, said that his company supports the research and study activities by the Ministry of Industry. His company provides support in the form of providing tools such as vehicles, data loggers, chargers, and other assistance that can be used by researchers from universities in Indonesia. Warih Andang Cahyono hoped that this support could help mapping the condition and real needs of customers, including the readiness and challenges in developing industries and infrastructure of electrification vehicles in Indonesia, in accordance with the Ministry of Industry's direction. Well, that was My Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo said that the domestic livestock industry is expanding rapidly and is expected to support the economic growth. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo after reviewing the exhibition and foreign indoor livestock 2018 that took place at the Jakarta Convention Center on Friday. World Bank President Jim Yong Kind, on the second day of his visit to Bali, highlighted waste issues. During a visit to Suan Kau Mangrove Forest, Denpasar, Bali on Friday, he said that waste issue is a very fundamental problem. People said that the environment is important for tourists, but it is more than that. The Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs, along with related ministry, held intensive discussion to discuss government anticipation to face global economic developments such as trade war between United States of America and China and interest rate policy in the United States. Singaporean Consul General in Medan, Mat Loh, ended his six-year term in Medan. He is succeeded by new Consul General Richard Grost. The farewell event of Singapore Consul General took place in Medan, North Sumatra, on Thursday. Ahead of the annual meeting of the IMF and the World Bank in Bali in October, the Minister of Tourism said that there are three excellent destinations, Bali, Komodo Island, and Lombok, that get high enthusiasm from foreign delegates who will attend the event. Director General of Small and Medium Industry of Indonesian Industry, Gati Wibawaningsih, confirmed in Surabaya Java recently that her ministry is cooperating with online transportation application Gojek and Google to improve market access for small and medium industrial products. The London School of Public Relations, LSPR Jakarta, and Indonesian Higher Institute for Communication Studies has opened a business incubator program aimed at preparing students to become a real entrepreneurs. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to Yogyakarta to visit Krakal Beach. Stay tuned. Listener, Krakal Beach is one of many coastal tourism objects in Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. The beach, which is located at the south of Yogyakarta, is very beautiful. In addition to being exotic and beautiful, Krakal Beach has nice also waves for surfing. It has flat coastal line and white sand. Besides, corals, which also decorate most of the beach, become home for many ornament coral fish, such as damsel fish, bestoon, pogat, tigar, butterfly fish with line of dark and light blue. There is also small fish group which has light blue color. Listener, if you want to do surfing at Krakal Beach, you should walk to cluster of the rocks at the beach and then welcome the waves, which have reef brick type, and the beach is quite challenging. Bottom of the sea is dominated by many coral reefs, so that if you want to do surfing, you must be careful. The right time for surfing here is especially on dry season between March and September, because its wave is quite good. Besides, you must carry your own surfing board because there is no rental of surfing board at the beach. If you want to walk at the beach, please do not forget to wear footwear because the stones here are very sharp. At the beach, you will also see fishermen's boats, which cross to find strategic place to throw the fishing rod. You can also see fishermen diving to find umbal, small creature of the sea which lives by sticking on stones. The umbal will be processed by local people to be rempeyek, a traditional cracker. Krakal Beach has two big stones which separate Krakal Beach with the beach next to it. You can also climb up through line which has been provided by local people to gazebo for tourists who enjoy the beauty of the beach. Listener, Krakal Beach, which is located at Ngesti Harjo Village, Tanjung Sari District, Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta, can be accessed around 2 hours from Yogyakarta by car. You do not have to worry because the road to Krakal Beach is good. Along the trip, you will easily find food stall and hotel. The location of the beach area is usually guarded from at 8 a.m. There is no entrance ticket to the beach. Listener, if you want to stay at night surrounding Krakal Beach, there are many hotels around the beach. Around the beach, there are also many food stalls which provide seafood. And please do not forget to bring rubber footwears because rocks at the beach are very sharp. The local people usually wear footwear from used tires to freely find spot for fishing. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener, now let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, welcome back to Miscellany, a regular segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia English program featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Towards the celebration of National Nature Conservation Day on August the 10th, the Directorate General of Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, organized the National Parks and Nature Parks Festival at Prambanan Temple from July the 6th to 8th. Director of Conservation Forest Environmental Services Utilization, Dodi Wahyu Karyanto, explained, this festival aims to make people more familiar with the existence of 54 national parks and 118 natural tourist parks spread throughout Indonesia. The Festival of National Parks and Nature Parks was filled with various series of events such as exhibition by the Natural Resource Conservation Hall. There are also talk shows with various themes. In addition, the public were also entertained with art and cultural performances, short film festivals, and photography festivals. Still in the same series, the ministry will organize a National Park Travel Fair, an open trip to the National Park, and mountain bike marathon from Mount Merbabu National Park to Mount Merapi National Park. Along with the festival, there will be also a number of natural tourism services launched in the conservation area, such as the Android application of Nature Tourism Indonesia, Jingle, Come to the National Park, as well as electronic ticket conservation tourism applications. This application will facilitate tourists to obtain information about the price of tickets and various attractions contained in the National Park Spot or Natural Attraction Park. According to Dodi Wahyu Karyanto, there are still many people who have difficulty finding accurate information about National Park and Nature Tourism Park. The application can be downloaded in App's Play Store. Dodi Wahyu Karyanto further said the rapid use of social media networks by today's society can improve effectiveness and expand the reach of promotion and publicity. It is hoped that people can get information about tourism in the conservation area easier to build tourist awareness in supporting conservation and appreciate local culture. Meanwhile, the jingle Ayo ke Taman Nasional brings a message to raise public awareness to become responsible visitors and participate in conserving the area. Well, that was Miscellany Today, which discussed the topic of Festival of National Parks and Nature Parks 2018. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer, along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC.
VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Kotak. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Masih Ada. Enjoy the song.
Ku buka rahasia tentang aku, tentang kamu, tentang kita. Rasa apakah ini cuma kamu? Susah lupa, aku gila. Hidup sekali, mati sekali, celaka bila ku hidup tanpamu. Hidup tanpamu. Hidup sekali harus berarti, celaka bila jalani tanpamu. Jalani tanpamu. Ku masih ingin kamu, ingin menebusmu. Pernah ku melupakan cintamu. Beri aku cara untuk membuktikan masih ada. Coba gantikanmu dengan dia, dan ternyata aku salah. Rasa apakah ini cuma kamu? Susah lupa, aku gila. Hidup sekali, mati sekali, celaka bila ku hidup tanpamu. Hidup tanpamu. Ku masih ingin kamu, ingin menebusmu. Pernah ku melupakan cinta.
Listener,
You've just listened to the first song entitled Masih Ada, sung by Kotak. The song tells about relations which have been broken. Unfortunately, although she tries to love another person, in fact, her feeling to ex-boyfriend is still strong. It makes her return to her lover. The song was released by Kotak Band on May 4, 2018. Although its lyric only shows the existence of feeling, the song also proves that Kotak Band still exists in Indonesian music industry. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Perfect Love.
Engkau permata thank God for you.
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about kotak. Theory says that rock musician is able to express deep feeling, and this is proved by Kotak Band through the song entitled Perfect Love. With rock rhythm and tantris vocal, which has power, Perfect Love is able to represent her feeling to find perfect soulmate. Comparing other personnel, tantri is more prominent. Almost all Indonesian music lovers certainly know tantris vocal, which has character. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Kamu Saja and Merah Putih. I'm Putri Savitri Adela, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Jiwa ini.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.